When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, I'm just looking at the Kuminga numbers, the raw numbers. Again, it's early. It's early. Minutes are a little down, you know. Points are a little down. Turnovers are slightly down. But his effective shooting is down. His free throws are down. The three-point shooting is down. He needs to get rolling here. And I wonder how much of that is kind of the, you know, early season, trying to play him at the three versus playing him at the four, playing him with certain combinations and feeling out some of your lineups. How much of that just might just be just a natural slump or a slow start to the season. But they've got to get him going. And I want to see him get that total, at least the points total, up closer to 20, you know, as he takes on a larger role. I'd like to see his minutes go up a little, because I think with more minutes, then all of the usage numbers will fall in the line in terms of effectiveness. But I really do believe that right now is a big key seminal moment for Jonathan Kuminga for this season.
Well, for his Warriors tenure, right? It feels like we're going to know if he's going to be a member of the Golden State Warriors long term after the stretch. Could be. I have no idea, man, because it seems, you know, he wants to start. Steve Kerr mentioned it at a presser. You know, we know he wants to start. He started five games this year, and he's got to start against Denver alongside Kevon Looney and Andrew Wiggins, which I haven't thought about in just a second after hearing from Steve Kerr on Willard or Dibbs yesterday right here on 95.7 The Game. J.K. probably is a four right now in terms of offensive basketball. Offensively, you want him diving to the rim. You want him putting pressure on the rim. I love his mid-range game. I think the guy's mid-range game is – can be really, really good. I don't like when he settles for the three. He only took two threes the other night against Denver. Great. Hit one of them. Great. Getting to the free throw line, his free throw shooting has to get better. You know, when it comes to free throw shooting, we've kind of lost the sauce on that one, as they're the worst team in the league of free throw shooting. Jonathan Kuminga, 59% for the free throw line.
You can't be a guy that attacks the rim and shoot that low.
That will impact the way you attack the rim. Now all of a sudden you shine away from the free throw line. You're saying, no, I don't want that. I don't want that at all. So, but another question, Willard or Dibbs, I thought it was very interesting. They asked him a question about Kuminga and Wiggins functioning together on the floor at the same time. Can they play together? Well, here's what Steve Kerr said.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
What said about that?
Well, it depends on who they're with. And that's part of the challenge of this year's team so far is we got a lot of moving parts. And obviously, we've been playing so many people that we've got plenty of data on a lot of different lineups. But I think at this point, we have a pretty good feel for who we want to play together and who we want to, avoid putting together and that kind of stuff. But it's that's all part of coaching and especially this team. You know, some teams that I've coached, it's pretty obvious and automatic kind of who we're gonna play and when. This one, I'll bet if you looked at the last 10 games, we might have a different closing lineup every single game. So we're still kind of searching for everything that we're trying to get to feel the most comfortable about our group. We're not there yet.
So he said, it depends who they're with. Who are they with? Are they next to Looney? Are they next to Draymond? Are they next to TJD? Are they next to Moody?
GP2.
GP2. Pods.
Buddy.
Who are they with? Buddy Hield's a good one. I actually would be intrigued to see Wiggins, Buddy, and Kuminga together because you do have two very good defenders. And, Coach and Vallejo called yesterday.
I'm 100% with that.
And Coach and Vallejo's yesterday. It's like, well, Wiggins and Kuminga, if you got Pods out there, they have to guard the opposing. They got to do that every single night. They have to guard the Dame Lillards. They have to guard the Donovan Mitchells. They have to guard the SGAs. They have to do that every single night on this basketball team. That is their roles. So can they play together? I thought they played together well last season. But as Steve Kerr said, what else is around them? Around Andrew Wiggins and Kuminga, ideally for me, in my opinion, you want some shooters. So I would love to see Buddy Hield alongside them. Can Pods pay point guard there? Can you get another shooter who could space the floor alongside Wiggins and Kuminga? Now, on the flip side the other night, I'm going to be very interested tonight if Wiggins does play. Kuminga and Wiggins, Wiggins only took 7 shots. You mentioned it before the break. Was that a byproduct of Kuminga having more volume for himself? Was that just a product of the offense that night? I don't have the answer to that question, but it's something I will monitor moving forward as long as Kuminga is starting next to Andrew Wiggins.
Well, they were denying Steph late in the game. I'm just going late in the game. And Kuminga got the kind of the shot blocked by Jokic where he tried to attack the hoop. And I forget what led up to it, but Wiggins had the ball and just fell. Mm-hmm. And so he doesn't get a shot off there. So I'm assuming he's trying to either make a play for himself or make a play for others. I really go back to this. Like,
he's questionable, by the way. Andrew Wiggins, questionable tonight.
With what?
Right ankle. Right ankle. Impingement.
Oh, my gosh. Is there anybody healthy?
You got some minutes with you?
I mean,
you got out there and give him some minutes?
No.
You sure?
I'm listening to you about the Pods thing. Like, I get what you're saying in terms of those two have to guard perimeter guys no matter what.
No matter what.
But I think what Coach's point was yesterday, and I don't want to get too caught in the weeds on this, but like when it's Steph and Pods out there simultaneously, you know, those are two poor defenders who people pick on and attack.
No doubt.
The same can be said for other guys on the roster. It's just those two, that combination is a defensive deficient combination.
There's pros and cons, though, right? Because if you go to that lineup, and the con is, yes, defensively, you're going to take a hit. But offensively, if Pods is handling the ball, I'm not saying he's Draymond Green, but you got somebody who can facilitate in the half court. Now, whether or not you think he's a good facilitator, that's your own opinion. But offensively, you want Curry playing off the ball. You don't want him having that usage rate with the ball in his hands, unless you're running some pick and rolls late in game, and you can run a two-man game with Jonathan Kuminga, which you saw at times. Curry dropped 11 assists the other night, and it was a great play, great clip from the other night where Kuminga sets a screen for Steph. The gravity of Steph and Curry draws the double team. Kuminga dives to the basket, easy two-hand flush. Also, a couple other assists where Steph Curry was drawn to double teams there. So I get why Pods would start, but I understand where Coach was coming from. But no matter what, don't get it twisted. Wiggins and Kuminga are guarding the top dogs no matter what. And right now, without D'Anthony Melton, you don't have many choices. Well, are you going to play? I don't know what Pat Spencer is right now. Is he a 3-point shooter? Can he handle the ball? I don't know if he's ready for an elevated role. Is it Lindy Waters the third? He was completely out of the rotation the other night.
He had his chance, and I think it's kind of come and pass for the time being.
So there you go.
Doesn't it?
There you go.
This is a big moment, I think, for Kuminga. I really do. I keep coming back to him because he's probably the most desired trade piece that they have on their team. He's also the guy that I think intrigues Warrior fans the most outside of the top dogs on the team. You know, I think we're kind of getting a feel for who TJD is. Like, yeah. TJD is a really fine player off the bench.
Or spot
starter.
Yeah.
You know, okay. I kind of feel the same way about Pods currently. That can change. Kuminga's a guy that, like, all right, I can envision him as an impact starter, but he's got to go out and play like an impact starter over multiple weeks. And I just, with the contract, with the trade deadline, I think there's just a lot brewing here. And I think this is an opportunity for him to show himself, like, I can be that secondary guy that you're looking for to close out games. And I think the important thing is, hey, JK, we know you could score in the meat of the game. Can you score down the stretch when teams are really keen on you?
No
it's
doubt.
Hard.
No doubt. It is hard. But that's a lot to ask for a young guy, right? And now to get it, he's been here for 4 years. And all of a sudden you're like, hey, come save us. Well, you got Stephen Curry right there. I just think they need to run. If you ran a little more sets down the stretch, and I don't know if Willard or Diz asked him about that, about maybe running more just like simplistic sets. Hey, we're going to do this. I want you down on the elbow right now. We're going to get you the ball in this spot, in this situation, instead of read and react, because in crunch time, things do speed up. They're pressurized situations, right? So for a guy like Kuminga, it's like, oh, man, I got to. He hasn't had many opportunities in that situation to carry the load down the stretch, and now we're asking him to do that.
But this team's looking for a number two option.
Well, I think Wiggins is that number two option. Here's the deal. Here's the deal, what's going on. You know, everybody keeps saying, well, they need a number two scorer, I hear you on that. I hear you. But I'm looking at Andrew Wiggins right now. He's giving you 17. He's giving you 4. Are we looking for 20? Are we looking for 25? Kuminga's down at 14. I don't think you're getting 25 from Kuminga. The bigger issue is, and you can't say anything about it. Everybody's scared to say it. You're scared to say the loud pout, the loud part out loud. Stephen Curry's down to 22.5 points per game.
Okay, so that begs the question.
So if he's at 25, 26, we're looking at Andrew Wiggins as a second scorer, scored 17 to 18. I'm thinking, ooh, we got a second scorer. But Curry's down to 22.5 points per game. And so as he takes a little dip in points per game production, who else is going to step up with the points per game production to take that leap? And Kuminga hasn't done it yet. Melton's out for the year. Pods is trying to find his shot. So as we keep saying secondary scorer, I actually think, and Leroy's on the line, he just hung up, but he was talking about a big man. I think you need another big, and you just need a playmaker.
Well,
a guy who could create for others and hit a wide open three. Like Tyus Jones would have been perfect for the Warriors the way he's playing down at Phoenix. I underrated him, but a guy like that coming off the bench who can play at a fast tempo.
Isn't that what you want Pods to be?
You do. But Tyus Jones has been in this league for like 8 years. We're asking a second-year pro to do this.
Oh, I know, but this is, I'm just saying what the team was trying to accomplish. I mean, right. I don't know. Like, your point about Steph, like, I think we're, you're talking about the quiet part out loud. Like, we're getting at the same thing here. Like, yeah, the team's going to have to alter how they play. You know how Kyle Shanahan's like a run-first guy?
Mm-hmm.
And as their personnel is kind of dictated with all the injuries and everything, you might have to throw the ball a little. Like, you know, Juwan Jennings is a really good play when you had Debo and Jennings and Ayuk and Kittle. It's like, hey, maybe we should go to more 3 wide receiver sets. Where I'm coming at now is like, I know we want to play Steph off the ball predominantly, but maybe it predominantly becomes half the time he's off the ball, half the time he's on the ball, just to make things better. Well, and then he plays a more traditional point guard, and you could play a Buddy Hield alongside of him. You could play Jonathan Kuminga in the pick and rolls, Andrew Wiggins in pick and rolls.
But as much as we talk about Pods' defense, have you seen Buddy Hield's defense?
Oh, it's not good. Shooting is so much better. I'm trying to shore up the offense. For me, the bigger issue for me is offensively, right? When I trust, and even though the numbers don't back this up, but when I trust GP2 from long range more than Pods, like, that's a problem. It's a problem for a guy who's handling the ball that much.
I don't think anybody's trusting GP2 more than Pods from the 3-point line.
I know it's an absurd sentence to say, but that's how I feel.
But he's shooting 17% from three. Nobody's trusting GP2 right now from the 3-point line. You know, other teams are telling you who they want to shoot the three late in the games. And they're leaving GP2 open for a reason. And I love GP2. If he can get that corner three down, damn. And he had a really good game, too, Monday night. Tuesday night against the Denver Nuggets. But he's shooting 17% from three. So I don't feel good about a lot of the guys right now shooting the three ball on this basketball team. They're just not hitting shots. I do have faith that Pods will kind of turn the corner here when it comes to his 3-point shooting. I really do.
Why do you say that?
Last year he shot 38.5%. Now I get it. He's shooting more volume this year. I don't think he's a 20% 3-point shooter. Those numbers will go up. Can you get to 33%? Can you get to 34%? I do think he's got a hot streak in him to where he'll get those numbers up. But look, man, without Steph, without Dre, this is a flawed roster. And when your best player is 36 years old and he's dealing with bilateral knee soreness and his production's down, we're scared to admit it. We keep scared. Second, Steph needs a second score. Shoot, you got Wiggins scored 17 a game. Maybe you need a third score because I think you got your second score. Wiggins is doing just fine, just fine. But Steph, after coming off the Olympics, we're like, wow, Steph Curry's baller. He's going to average 27, 28 a game. When you go down to 22, now, it's for right now. I do believe Steph Curry could get those numbers up to 24, 25. And he didn't play in a few fourth quarters to start the season, so the numbers were down, and he missed a few games. We're talking about a guy last year, Shasky, who averaged 26 a game. That's a 4-point drop-off. It doesn't sound like a lot, but that's a massive, massive drop-off.
How many games have they lost by 2-3 buckets?
Exactly.
So, no, it's a huge deal.
So that's that. To me, we've ignored that. We've ignored that as we're waiting for the season to play out. And look at the shots, too. Steph Curry's only averaging 16 field goal attempts a game.
It's the fewest since before his MVP season.
Well, it's the fewest I'm looking right
11,
here.
12?
Since 17-18, where he averaged 17 shots a game. He's at 16-4.
Wow.
You know, so, I mean, he's down in those field goal attempts, so with Steph Curry down, yeah, I think it's, you would like Wiggins to be at 20-21, but 17, I think everybody would have taken 17 from Andrew Wiggins this year.
Well, heading into the year, yeah, no doubt. But again, like, he is making $25 million, and then the other guy who wants $35 million, conceivably, is Jonathan Kuminga. It's like, you can't be a 13-point-a-game guy asking for that kind of money, you know, like. So like, that's what I'm saying. Like, the guy's got to step up. The guys that want a bigger load need to go out there and prove it, and they need to play better, and they need to execute down the stretch.
Yeah, Curry needs a little help, man, and he's not going to play tonight due to bilateral knee soreness. And Andrew Wiggins is questionable. Boy, can you imagine them playing the Rockets without Wiggins, Steph, and Draymond Green?
It's not good.
So that's why you got to look for positives.
When did he hurt the ankle?
I don't know. These things happen, right? I don't know when Draymond initially hurt the calf. They just tend to happen. Now,
insert cynic NBA fan. Like, they're all hurt all the time. It's just, gosh.
Well, you just said it too.
No, this was it was, yeah, it was the joke.
You look serious though.
Well, I mean, it like, hey, look, man. Look like, if Draymond's out and Steph's out, like, yeah, I would like Wiggins to find a way to suck it up and play. I mean, if you can't, you can. I get that, but come on.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.